Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Reinvent Yourself by James Altucher. Published in 2016, this book offers a treasure trove of practical techniques for those looking to reevaluate and readjust their approach to life and business, laying out a pathway for forging personal success. Through captivating stories of religious leaders, accomplished artists, and billionaire entrepreneurs, Altucher exemplifies the art of self-reinvention. James Altucher, a renowned entrepreneur, podcaster, and angel investor, draws from his vast experiences. With several Wall Street Journal best-selling books to his name, including Choose Yourself, and having founded 20 companies, Altucher brings invaluable insights into overcoming failures and thriving anew. His own reinventions provide the backdrop for the strategies he shares, which have also been highlighted on his popular podcast, The James Altucher Show, with over 50 million downloads. Reinvent Yourself is a must-read for unfulfilled professionals fearful of initiating a career change, self-starters eager to master new skills, and aspiring entrepreneurs seeking financial freedom. Join us as we explore how to continually reinvent yourself and unlock new avenues of personal and professional growth. Reinvent Yourself. Change is the only constant. Introduction. Discover the art of self-reinvention in our fast-paced world. Living in a time marked by rapid transformations across technology, work, and society, we find ourselves on an unsteady terrain that demands adaptability for success. Daily challenges emerge as constants, urging us to evolve or risk stagnation. The age-old wisdom reminds us, if the mountain won't come to Muhammad, then Muhammad must go to the mountain. In essence, the world won't adjust to meet us. Rather, we must recalibrate our approach to meet the world. This narrative unfolds, revealing how to continually reshape oneself to face modern life's hurdles effectively. You'll uncover insights such as the valuable lessons on handling adversity drawn from figures like Pope Francis and Eminem, why financial hardships could surprisingly serve as catalysts for personal growth, and strategies for waking up each day invigorated, eager to embrace what lies ahead. Each of these points converges on one vital goal: mastering the art of self-reinvention to thrive amid unceasing change. Part 1. Break free from traditional roles and discover the power of mentorship in shaping your future. Gone are the days when a linear educational and career path guaranteed a stable and successful life. Today's world, with its relentless pace and constant change, demands a different approach. The clear, predetermined routes of yesterday have been replaced by the need for personal innovation and flexibility. A prime example of this shift can be seen in the practices of leading companies like Google. During a conversation with a Google employee, the author discovered that the company was not just focused on enhancing its search engine. Instead, they were venturing into projects as diverse as autonomous cars, cancer-curing technology, and providing Wi-Fi via stratospheric balloons. This revelation underscores that even for a giant like Google, it's crucial not to let a single function or identity limit their scope of operation. Similarly, Google's co-founder Larry Page, despite holding a degree in computer science, goes beyond his academic expertise to tackle significant global issues, indicating the irrelevance of remaining confined to our initial job titles or degrees. This narrative strongly suggests that personal and professional evolution doesn't need to be a solitary journey. Finding the right mentors is key to navigating this new terrain. They can offer guidance, inspiration, and practical advice to help redefine your path. Here's how you can effectively engage with mentors. 1. Start by thoroughly researching individuals whose career paths or achievements inspire you. Understand their work and contributions through reading their articles, interviews, or any available literature. 2. Initiate contact by sharing thoughtful insights or constructive feedback on their work. This step not only shows your genuine interest, but also helps establish a beneficial relationship for both parties. 3. Keep your mentors updated on your progress periodically, about every 3 months. This practice helps maintain the relationship and allows your mentors to see the impact of their guidance. 4. Be proactive in creating opportunities to meet with your mentors. If necessary, travel to where they are, showing your commitment and eagerness to learn from them. This can involve significant efforts such as flying to another country to ensure a face-to-face meeting to discuss potential ideas or projects further. By following these steps, you not only gain valuable insights and guidance, but also build meaningful relationships that can propel you forward on your self-reinvention journey. Part 2. Ignite your creativity by embracing daily practice and revisiting childhood passions. Throughout history, the link between prolific output and profound creativity has been unmistakably clear. Consider Pablo Picasso, who created an astonishing 50,000 works of art, and Jimi Hendrix, who left behind a legacy of music that could fill nearly 70 albums despite his short life. These examples demonstrate that while constant production isn't the sole factor in cultivating creativity, there is undeniable value in regular practice. Barbara Cortland, a literary giant, magnificently illustrated this principle by writing 23 novels in 1 year alone, setting a world record in 1983. Her unwavering commitment to her passion for romance fiction helped her publish 723 novels during her lifetime, with sales reaching 600 million copies. Similarly, rapper Coolio's dedication to writing lyrics daily from the age of 14 eventually led to chart-topping successes like Fantastic Voyage and Gangsta's Paradise. The question then arises, how does one identify a passion worth such devotion? A beneficial strategy involves delving into childhood memories to uncover early interests or joyful pursuits. What activities absorbed you so deeply that time seemed to stand still? These childhood enthusiasms, no matter how trivial they may appear now, can provide crucial clues to your inherent passions. Chip Conley, who became the head of hospitality at Airbnb, drew inspiration for his career by reflecting on his childhood games of running a make-believe restaurant. Another vivid example comes from a former lawyer who transitioned into a celebrated pastry chef, all by reconnecting with her childhood joy of crafting mud pies. Engaging daily with your passion, grounded in genuine interest traced back to your formative years, can set you on a path not just toward professional excellence, but toward a fulfilling life rich with creativity and achievement. Part 3. Unleash your potential by fostering a burning desire to succeed. Imagine waking up every morning with such electrifying enthusiasm that you leap out of bed, eager to embrace the challenges of the day. If this scenario seems far removed from your current reality, it might be time to seek out goals and pursuits that ignite a deep, relentless desire within you. When sparked, this fervent drive can help you surmount formidable barriers, as evidenced by the remarkable story of Wayne Dyer. Against all odds, growing up an orphan and shuttling between foster homes, he not only secured a PhD in educational counseling, but also penned the best-selling book, Your Erroneous Zones, which sold an incredible 35 million copies. However, his path wasn't without hurdles. Despite initial poor sales, Dyer didn't retreat. Instead, he bought back the unsold copies and embarked on a nationwide journey to promote his book directly to bookstores. His relentless efforts didn't stop there. After being turned down by television producers, he personally visited stations to garner exposure. This indomitable spirit ultimately amplified his book sales exponentially. This narrative underscores the transformative power of a burning desire, capable not only of driving you past obstacles, but also of quelling the fear of failure. Take the legendary Rolling Stones as another inspiring example. Founders Mick Jagger and Keith Richards rekindled their childhood friendship through their mutual love for music, eventually forming the iconic band. Despite being initially critiqued and mocked by music reviewers, their passion drove them to perform tirelessly, up to 200 concerts a year, despite minimal earnings and small audiences. This unwavering commitment was key to transcending their critiques and ascending to the pinnacle of musical success. These stories vividly illustrate how a fiery passion and robust determination can transform potential failures into stepping stones for success. Whether you're facing personal doubts or external setbacks, nurturing a powerful, passionate desire is your catalyst to overcome them and achieve greatness. Part 4. Transform suffering into strength while extending compassion to others. Imagine a reality where global barriers dissolve, fostering unrestricted trade, boundless innovation, and a universal spirit of generosity that transcends ethnic and social divides. Although this utopia might seem distant, we can embody its core principles in our daily lives by focusing on helping others and transforming our own challenges into vehicles for personal growth. Pope Francis exemplifies this ethos through acts of profound personal outreach. Consider the story of a distressed young woman, isolated after a painful separation and facing the challenges of impending motherhood alone. In her despair, she reached out to Pope Francis, not sure what to expect. Remarkably, she received a personal phone call from him, an act of compassion that culminated in the Pope baptizing her child. Despite leading a significant religious institution, Pope Francis makes time to connect with individuals personally, demonstrating that kindness and empathy are accessible to all of us, regardless of our positions in life. This reminder serves to encourage us not just to admire his deeds, but to mirror them, recognizing our capacity to bring light into the lives of others. But what about our own sufferings? Channeling personal pain into our passions can be a transformative strategy. Eminem, the world-renowned rapper, provides a potent example. Raised in poverty, confronted by familial betrayal, and cycling through unrewarding jobs, he faced numerous hardships. Yet, he chose not to succumb to bitterness. Instead, Eminem harnessed his experiences, using them as fuel for his lyrics and performances. His authentic expression of pain resonated globally, ultimately propelling him from local Detroit rap battles to international acclaim, amassing over 220 million record sales. Both stories teach us vital lessons. While extending kindness to others can bring profound change, harnessing our pain and channeling it into our passions can lead not only to personal salvation, but also to widespread impact. Each of us has the potential to act, inspire, and influence for the better, moving step by step toward a world where empathy and resilience triumph over adversity. Part 5. Determination fuels talent, and financial hardship can be a powerful motivator. Imagine you've tapped into your deepest passions and recognized the talents that define your purpose. Surely that means you've made it. Not quite. While identifying your talents lights the initial spark, the true challenge lies in continually fueling that flame, a task that demands unwavering determination. It's this grit that transforms potential into achievement. Take Serena Williams, for example. Her journey wasn't just about raw talent, it involved relentless training and determination from the tender age of 3 under her father's guidance. Her rigorous practice schedule and tenacious spirit led her not just to participate, but to dominate in the tennis world, claiming 23 Grand Slam titles. A testament to where determination can take innate talent. Conversely, Charles Bukowski illustrates the pitfalls of losing determination. Despite early successes, he faced a decade-long writing hiatus. It was only upon reclaiming his resolve to write daily that he broke through as a prolific author, with his novel Post Office marking his late-life success at the age of 49. Bukowski's story highlights determination as the crucial ingredient in achieving lasting success. But what happens when external circumstances like financial hardship strike? Interestingly, financial constraints can often serve as a catalyst for immense personal and professional growth. Damon John's story exemplifies this, starting with a meager investment in homemade wool hats, which he sold from the streets for $10 each. John amassed an initial $800. This modest beginning, born out of financial necessity, lit the spark that would grow into FUBU, a multinational billion-dollar fashion brand. John's journey from financial insecurity to entrepreneurial magnate underscores how adversity can fuel ambition and drive success. Therefore, whether it's through maintaining robust determination like Serena Williams, reigniting a lost passion like Charles Bukowski, or leveraging financial constraints like Damon John, it's clear that a strong resolve and the ability to capitalize on challenging situations are decisive in transforming talent into triumph. Part 6. Align values with actions to foster sustainable growth and decision-making. In the landscape of business and personal development, values are not just guiding principles, but are foundations upon which sustainable success is built. Much like businesses that thrive on core values, individuals must also cling to their values to navigate the path to success efficiently. The pitfall of straying from these values is evident in the decline of many family-run businesses by the third generation. Initially, these businesses are anchored in strong values such as employee welfare or customer satisfaction. However, as leadership passes down the line, these values often dilute, leading to the business's eventual downfall. An illustrative counterexample is the story of Dick U. Engling and his brewing company, D.G. U. Engling and Son. Thriving into its fifth generation, the company employs an unusual succession plan. Each generation buys the company from the last. This requirement forces each new generation to actively invest in and re-evaluate the company's values and directions, ensuring the founding principles are revisited and retained. Personal growth and decision-making follow similar trajectories. To ensure continuity in growth, one must consistently evaluate whether decisions are driven by fear or oriented towards growth. For instance, accepting a job purely out of fear of financial instability, as the author once did, often leads to dissatisfaction and regret. While such fear-based decisions are common, they typically emanate from deeper insecurities, like the worry of not finding another job, which can keep one trapped in unfulfilling circumstances. However, reversing a fear-driven path isn't just possible, it's empowering. The author's decision to walk away from a dispassionate job just days after starting was initially daunting, but ultimately liberating. This pivot, although challenging, marked the beginning of his journey toward becoming a successful author. This narrative reinforces the importance of aligning decisions with personal and professional values and choosing growth paths even in the face of adversity. By maintaining a clear vision aligned with core values and making decisions that propel you forward rather than hold you back, you too can navigate through life's challenges more effectively and fulfill your true potential. Final summary. In our rapidly transforming era, change remains the only true constant. Traditional business models falter, cutting-edge technologies quickly become outdated, and political landscapes shift unexpectedly. To thrive amid such volatility, mastering the art of self-reinvention becomes not merely beneficial, but essential. By continuously adapting and redefining ourselves, we can effectively navigate the tumultuous currents of contemporary life to achieve and sustain success. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.